Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Supreme Court hears the first of two arguments on same-sex marriage today. David Cruz in for Brian Lehr on WNYC. Today's hearing will focus on challenges to Proposition 8, the 2008 ballot initiative that eliminated the right of gay couples to marry in California. Tomorrow's arguments challenge the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, the 1996 law that defines marriage between a man and a woman. As you've been hearing, advocates of both sides are out loud and proud on this. Washington Blade staff writer Michael Lavers joins us now. He's outside the Supreme Court, where competing demonstrations are still now occurring. Michael, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me today.
So you're out there. Set the scene for us a little bit.
I'm sitting on the National Mall. There's a rally in opposition to same-sex marriage that's just getting underway. As I'm talking with you, a number of same-sex marriage opponents are walking to the mall. I was at the Supreme Court earlier this morning, where I would say at least 1,000 same-sex marriage supporters were outside the court speaking in support of the issue. You had folks such as Baltimore Ravens linebacker Brendan Iambadejo. You had D.C. Congressional Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. You had Margaret Hoover, the Republican strategist, and a number of other folks speaking. And then probably about halfway through that, the anti-same-sex marriage folks actually marched up to the Supreme Court, and they were kind of dueling rallies for and against the issue at the same time. It was quite an interesting scene, to say the least.
From what we've been hearing, the Justice Kennedy seemed very uncomfortable striking down Prop 8. Suggests that dismissing the case would leave in place the Ninth Circuit court's ruling. Has any of the news of what's going on there with the arguments been leaking out to those outside?
I've seen a few posts on Twitter from folks who are inside the court, but they're going to be releasing the full audio of the oral arguments later this afternoon, so we'll have a much better sense of what the justices were saying once those audio transcripts are released. But the supporters of same-sex marriage were certainly very optimistic outside of the court this morning that the justices would actually uphold the lower court's ruling, which struck down Proposition 8.
You know, we read about all these people who had lined up since Friday to try to get a seat inside.
Yeah.
Has that kind of that sense of excitement of a historic moment afoot, has that spread to those around in the demonstrations?
Definitely. There was a real sense from folks with whom I spoke this morning and over the last couple of days that they really wanted to be here in D.C. for something historic. It's the first time that the court has taken any sort of same-sex marriage case. And there's real momentum behind the issue in terms of the polls that have come out showing that the majority of Americans now support this issue. Folks like Hillary Clinton coming out to the issue, Republicans such as Ohio Senator Rob Portman. So there's a real sense of momentum in support of this issue. Now, interestingly enough, the folks against same-sex marriage with whom I've spoken so far today really discount the polls that suggest this issue is moving towards that momentum is in favor of those who support same-sex marriage. They were making the argument that the polls are skewed and that, you know, this is not something that's a popular decision. The polls that we're seeing would certainly discredit that argument, but you're really seeing several different thoughts about what's been going on here in D.C. so far today and across the country.
On that point, do you get a sense that one side is feeling more confident than the other down there?
I think the same-sex marriage supporters are really confident. Of course, they're anxious to await what the court's ultimately going to decide. But again, with the momentum that seems to be growing in support of this issue, they really came into this, you know, with the wind at their back. They're really confident. They're really hopeful that the justices will rule in their favor.
Well, what about religious groups? I see from your Twitter feed that there are some groups demonstrating against same-sex marriage. Are there any groups there in support of it? Religious groups, particularly.
There was an interfaith service earlier today at a church a couple blocks from the Supreme Court, and folks such as the retired former New Hampshire Bishop Gene Robinson, There were some LGBT supported clergy from the DC area and others who spoke at the service, and that was very well attended. I know there were a number of folks in the audience from the New York City area who were there. And then there was also some clergy who spoke at the pro-same-sex marriage rally. I also should note that State Senator Ruben Diaz is one of the folks who organized folks against same-sex marriage to come down to D.C. I know he had several buses come down from the city this morning, and he was among the folks who was in the march that went to the Supreme Court this morning. So he has a very strong presence here with him and his supporters.
How much of that crowd is made up of people who are maybe directly affected by this or feel strongly about this issue? And how many people are there just because of the show, as it were?
There were a lot of same-sex couples who were at the Supreme Court this morning. I spoke with a couple from Brooklyn, I believe, who've been together for 31 years. They were one of the plaintiff couples in the decision a few years ago that Doris Lynn Cohan struck down, found the state's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. They were out there with their daughter. They actually went and held their sign over members of the Westboro Baptist Church who were protesting outside. So that was quite an interesting scene. There's a lot of folks who were there with pictures of themselves. There's a lot of folks who were holding pictures of Edie Windsor, who's the plaintiff in the DOMA case that the court's going to be hearing tomorrow. So you definitely saw a lot of personal connections. On the other side, I would say that a lot of folks came in from outside of D.C. I spoke with folks from Iowa, Florida, and there were some other folks from the D.C. area. And it didn't seem that they had a real personal connection to it. They were talking about how marriage is biblically between a man and a woman and how the court shouldn't change that. But there wasn't, at least from my perspective, there really wasn't a personal connection like there was with same-sex marriage supporters who gathered outside the court this morning.
What's your sense of some of the interactions between competing sides on this issue? Is there respectful interchange of ideas, or are people just yelling at each other and calling each other names?
I think it's a little bit of both. When folks were competing against each other outside the Supreme Court, it was very loud. Folks were chanting their respect slogan. It was not, I have to stress, there was no violence that I saw. People were very respectful in that sense. As I was walking down here, I did happen to overhear a few one-on-one conversations with folks on both sides of the issue. And those, just from listening in, I could tell they were very respectful. And, you know, people certainly are very passionate about this issue. But I would say, the most part, they're willing to at least listen to what the other side has to say. At least that's what I heard this morning as I walked down to the mall.
What is the security like over there?
There was a lot of, I saw several local police. There was some Secret Service police. You know, I didn't seem anything out of the ordinary. They weren't blocking off the streets. The protesters came right down the street. And aside from just letting the small, like, police sidecars go through, there wasn't any real restriction of movement. So it seemed like everything went fairly well this morning, and they didn't have any real issues with crowd control.
It's been a little colder in D.C. the past few days, though. It looks like it's warming up a bit today. Do you think these folks are going to have enough left in the tank to come back again tomorrow?
Well, today, I know from the same-sex marriage supporters, today was the big day that they really wanted to come out and show that real strength and force. I know today is the only day that the same-sex marriage opponents are rallying on the mall. There's going to be folks outside the court tomorrow. I think it's going to be a little bit smaller, but the enthusiasm, especially among folks who support this issue, certainly is not going to go away.
And before we let you go, any sense of how the justices are going to rule on this?
My standard response over the last few months is I'm not a lawyer, so I can't really predict what they're going to do. I am confident in saying, however, that with 9 states in D.C. having same-sex marriage, New York being one of those 9 states, and more states debating the issue, the justices really do have an opportunity to decide some of the outstanding questions about relationship recognition, what that means for benefits, and so forth. So I'm increasingly confident that the court will decide on that specific issue, but in terms of the ultimate outcome, it's anybody's guess at this point.
All right. Michael Lavers is a staff writer with the Washington Blade. He's outside the Supreme Court, where competing demonstrations are going on right now as the Supreme Court makes the first of has the first of two hearings on marriage equality. Michael, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, David.
David Cruz for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up, how a cassoulet saved a marriage. Stay there.